98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 90s to now. It's Drew and Casey, and I've got a special guest in studio with us today. She's our numerologist, and she comes in about once a month, and she talks about what your name can mean or your birthday can mean and what type of person and personality you have, and it's Sunita Sitara.
Hi, Sunita.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you.
If you want to talk to Sunita, by the way, phone number is 460-9899, and you're talking about friendships today.
Yes.
So we need your name and your best friend's name.
Yeah, first names. And, you know, like we talked about, it's not your whole numerology. It's a way to figure out, that's why I get along with her or him. And that's why she or he gets on my nerves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe if you've got a friend that, you know, you're like, why are we friends? We never get along.
Yeah.
We're fighting all the time. You can actually figure it out and see why.
Yes, you definitely can.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, we started out, you did mine and Casey's because obviously we're together every single day, like 6 days a week.
I know.
So, okay, what does it tell about us?
Well, Drew is a five, loves freedom, and wants to be moving around all the time, which he does, doesn't he, Casey?
He does. He's always doing something.
He never stands still, even in the studio.
I pace back and forth. I can't help it. I'm like a trapped rat in here. I don't know why. I'm just going back and forth.
I know. And then Casey is a six, which means that she's the responsibility-oriented person. And that's why.
So true.
I know. She's back there handling on. But she also has to be in control, too.
Yeah. My at-work wife and at-home wife have the same responsibilities.
I agree. And so the thing is, but the other thing is she loves me. Music also.
Uh-huh, you know, she does.
She does. And so that kind of brings it. But she's also the universal parent. So.
You're the universal parent?
That's why I don't have children. Because everyone is my child.
Everyone.
Apparently.
And especially Drew and Jacob. They are definitely your children.
Yes, we are.
Yes. But,
that's funny.
But Drew keeps things lively and you keep things grounded.
Okay.
So it's a really good combination.
That's great for a radio show.
True.
Probably other things it would be terrible. But for a radio show, it works out fantastic.
You're doing great. Don't change anything.
No. Okay, don't worry.
Okay, well, 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We'll start taking your calls next. Talking about friends today, so we need your name and one of your best friends' names. We're in with Sunita Sitara, so we'll take your calls next. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 90s to now. We've got Sunita Sitara in studio with us today. She's our numerologist, and we're talking about friendship.
Yep.
And if you've got a friend in your life, maybe one of your best friends, see if you're compatible and if you have arguments sometimes.
It
might be kind of fun to figure out why, the difference in personality.
There's some people that I just don't know why they're friends. I just don't understand it because it doesn't seem like they ever get along.
But you know what? There could be the other aspect of it that's their life path could be more compatible.
Yeah.
And they maybe names are not compatible. Yeah. But we are just doing the first names today. And that lets you know what your personality is.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And that's, I always say, you know, family, you're just kind of stuck with them. Whether your personalities get along or not, they're family. But friends, you get to pick the ones that hopefully you get along with.
And the ones that really suck away energy, they need to be gone.
that's right. Yeah, you don't want a friend doing that. Get rid of them.
Yes.
Hi, is this Stevie?
This is Stevie.
Hi, Stevie. So your good friend's name is Stephanie.
Yes.
Say hi to Sunita.
Hello.
Hi there, Stevie. I'm so glad you called. You know, you and your friend do have a compatible relationship. Is it kind of like that, or do you... You do have the ability to be very organized, and she could be just very spiritual. Is that kind of what it's like, or am I not hitting it on the mark?
Yes, actually, you are. that's crazy.
That's goodness. Good, see? Creepy, but enlightening. That's what we always say.
Creepy in a good kind of way.
So do you guys get along really well? Does it work out?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time we have very few arguments, but, I mean, we've been friends for 10 years, so.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. You know, you kind of keep Stephanie on the straight and narrow. Because you're organized, and then she kind of really brings up, she's kind of like a sponge for information and spirituality, and kind of like she's grounded in that way. She's also very intuitive. So if she says to you, I don't have a good feeling about that, listen to her.
That's a good friend to have. Now, what number is Stevie?
She's a four.
Okay, you're a four.
And then Stephanie is a seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, Stevie, listen to your best friend. If she says something's going wrong, you listen to her, okay?
Okay.
She's a good one to have around.